Kufa Amar Rabbi Hanina Tirsa. Rabbi Hanina Tirsa said the following. Amar Rabbi Yanai. Botzel shel truma shel notel. You have an onion of truma that you planted. The rabu gedula val ikro. And the gedulim are now more than what the ikr was. So what grew from it now, what you call, is not truma, mutter. So the gedulim are mevatel the ikr. Versus the memra, the gedule heter malinus iser, and it was 100 times more gedulim than ikr, because truma is bottled by meya. Vahasnan gedule truma, right? Maisa gedule truma is truma, because it comes from the bulb itself. So what emanates from the bulb is truma itself. So it can't be mevatel the truma. The whole thing becomes truma. So Mara says begedule gedulin kamrinan. It's talking about where you replanted the gedulin. The gedulin are truma, but the next stage where you plant the gedulin and gedulin come from the gedulin, that taka is chulin. And if there's 100 times as much of that as the original gedulin, then it's bottle. So it says ha nami tanina, gedule and chulin. We have a mission that says that gedule are chulin. So what's Rabbi Hanina telling me? So it says ha kamash milan, afila bedover she'ein zaro kala. And I might think that which it says, gedule, gedulin, or chulin, is only by something where the seed is, disintegrates. But where it's a bulb, and it doesn't disintegrate, maybe gedule, gedulin, or also truma. Kamash malon, Rabbi Hanina, that it's not, it's mevatelet. Moshe Rabbi Dover, she'ain zaro kola, gedule, gedulin, asurin, right? So that was the Havamina, Kamash malon, Rabbi Hanina, that even, by Dover She'en Zaro Kala, Gedule Gedulin or Mutter. Ribuyi the Rabu Gedulin Ma'ukra Mutter. Kamash Malon, that what's it called? That's what Rabbi Hanina came to teach me. This halacha that even by Dover She'en Zaro Kala, Gedule Gedulin or Mutter. Rashi. Truma, the Ein Gedule Heter Malinso Isser. Because something that emanates directly from the Isser doesn't become mutter, it gets the din of the Isser. So it becomes truma. The gedule gedulin kamar, the hachi kamar, gedule batzel shel truma, shenata. Right? You then took those gedulin, which are truma, and you replanted them. The rabu gedula valikro, and now the things that grew from that are more than the ikr, 100 times as much. The havilu gedule gedulin. Tanina gedule gedulin shel truma chulin. We have a mission that says that the gedule gedulin of truma are chulin. So what does Rabbi Hanina have to tell me? I feel the davar shein zaro kala kigon botzel, right? Even like an onion, where the thing grows from the bulb. So I might think that there even gedule gedulin are aser, right? Gedule gedulin, but there's still gedule gedulin. That's what Rabbi Hanina said. Bedover shezaro kala kigon chitim. Right, like you plant wheat, so the seed disintegrates. Gedule gedulin dezehu hasheni. So I might think it's only by that gedule gedulin or mutter. But by what's it called? By something that has a bulb, ein zaro kal or not. Right, toritz ribuya shel gedule gedulin, the rabu gedule val ikro mutter, kamash malon, kolomer ha osel hashminan. That's what Rabbi Hanina came to tell me. Gedule gedulin shel botzel, shel truma, the rabu osen gedulin al ikro mutter, dezehu hashlishi. It's already 2 steps removed from the original iser, that already is mutter. Okay, hadron lecha nodem en hayerek. Konim yain shani toim hayom. Person made a nether, then he's not going to drink wine today. So today means till nightfall. He didn't mean a full day. He meant to the remainder of the day. He said Tayom. Shabbos zu, this week, Osir b'chol ha-Shabbos, the Shabbos she'avra. The way most of the Mefarshim learn this is the person says on Wednesday that I'm not going to drink wine this whole week. So he means till the end of the week, and Shabbos is part of that week. And Sunday starts the next week. The Mefarish, we'll see, Rashi says differently. There's a little bit different pshat, but the Ran says that it can't be. But in any case, this is the more partial pshat in the Mishnah. Learn that. Chodesh Zeh, it's in the middle of the month, and he says, this month, I'm not going to drink wine. So he's not allowed to drink wine till the end of the month. Rosh Chodesh Laba. And Rosh Chodesh, even though it's the 30th day of the month, right, is considered the next month. And if he says in the middle of the year, I'm not going to drink wine this year, he means till the end of the year, and Rosh Hashanah is already the new year. And they say, what's the difference between, by Rosh Chodesh, it said Rosh Chodesh Lahaba, and Rosh Hashanah is La'asid Lavo. Because by the new year, people consider it like something not now. And month is a continuation of this year, it's the next month. But it's that the next year is already people called Lasid Lavo. It's not Bechlau Shaykh to this year. Shavuazeh, this 7 year period, he's middle of the 7 years, so he's Osir B'chol HaShavua, U'Shviya Sha'avra. And he's Osir also in the Shemitah year, is considered part of the current 7 years. Dim Omer Yom Echad, but if he didn't say today, he said, one day I'm not going to drink wine. Shabbos Echad, 1 week I'm not going to drink wine. Chodesh Echad, 1 month I'm not going to drink wine. Shona Achas, 1 year. Shavua Echad, 1 7-year period. Osir Miyom Liyom. Then he meant what's called a full period of that time. So 24 hours a day. So if he made the nether at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, he's not mutter till 3 o'clock on Wednesday. Yom Echad means one full 24-hour period. Same thing goes if he made the nether on Wednesday. He said 1 week. He means till the next Wednesday and so on. Ad HaPesach, if he said, I'm not drinking wine till Pesach. So Asur Ad Shiyagia. Ad Pesach means till he comes, but not including Pesach. So already after Erev Pesach, he's mutter to drink wine. Ad Shiyahei HaPesach, then Asur Ad Shiyetze. Ad Shiyahei HaPesach means until Pesach will pass, means till it's finished. Ad Lifnei HaPesach, what if he said, till Lifnei HaPesach? So you can learn it two ways. Lifnei can mean before, or Lifnei means the face of. Rav Meir Omer Asur Ad Shiyagia. Rav Meir says it means till Pesach comes. Rav Yossi Omer Asur Ad Shiyetze. And Rav Yossi says it means till Pesach is finished. Rashi. Kolim Yain Shani Toim Hayom. Demashma calls man shehu yom v'sulo. Today. And as long as it's daytime, is Asur. Night will come, it's a new day. Shabbos Zu. Now he learns like this. So we said, he's talking on Wednesday. And he says, this week means till Motzei Shabbos. Okay, and Shabbos, the Haya Omid B'Shabbos, so the Mefarish learner is talking where it is Shabbos now. Okay. Osir B'chol HaShabbos, B'Sheishes Yemei HaShavua, right? He's Osir the entire week. He said this week. So he's Osir the entire week, the next 6 days, from Sunday till Friday. The HaShabbos She'Avra, Kolomer, B'Shabbos Shu Omid Ba, the Shabbos that he made the nether. Not like the other Mefarshim learned that it's the coming Shabbos. He made the nether on Shabbos, right? It's Osir also. That Shabbos is Kishavra. Lahachi kori leShavra lefisha Shabbos zu eno mischashiv acher yomim haboyim ela acher sheshes yomim Shavru. So he's not Osir on that Shabbos. He starts from Sunday and on. Chodesh zeh omer konim yain sheini shosa bezeh haChodesh v'haya omid bosa yom shorosh Chodesh, and he made the nether on Rosh Chodesh. Right, Osir b'chol haChodesh, b'chol shloshim yom haba, in the next 30 days are Osir. V'Rosh Chodesh lahaba, kolomer Rosh Chodesh zeh shu omi l'tocho hu nimnim yomim habayim. Rosh Chodesh is the beginning of the month, not like Shabbos is the end of the last week. And therefore, when I said this week, I meant from Sunday on. By Chodesh, I don't mean from the second day of the month on. I mean from Rosh Chodesh on. Shu rishon shalohem. V'cheinim ha'ya omid b'Rosh Hashanah. V'omer konim yayin she'ini toni Hashanah zu. If he's on Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah is included in the what's it called, the first of the year. Osir b'chol Hashanah, v'osir yom sh'Rosh Hashanah shehu omid bo. U'lohachi kari lo'asid lavo. Why is it so called lo'asid lavo? L'fi shu nimna liyomim u'l'chadashim ha'nichnosim. Shu achar zman. U'lohachi kamer lo'asid, v'lo kamer l'haba. Rosh Chodesh is like part of the continuation. It's just the next month. But a new year is a new year. So it's called lo'asid lavo. Dimhaya Omer Bishnas Hashmita, the Omer Kolim Yayim She'eni Toyin Bishavuazu, Asher Bechol HaShavua Haba. Here's the same thing. He's talking where he made the neder on Shvius, right? And Va'oso Shona Shvius, Shu Omer Ba Nimnes L'Shavua She'avra. However, the year that he's in now is last year, not the part of the last 7 years, and the new 7 years will start the next year. L'hachi kari l'sha'avra. V'im amar she'eni toim yom echad me'es le'es shim haya omi b'shas haner b'chatzi hayom asa l'machrat chatzi hayom. But if he said one day, not today. One day means a full 24-hour period from the time he made the neder. The chenim omer Shabbos echad beis a yom shomi b'shavua asra yom shmini la'osa yom shenader. Till that next week, when that day comes around, he'll be asr. The chen hashana v'shana achas the chen b'shavua achas asra shana shleima shavua shalim yom liyom. Okay.
Yeah, if it's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh.
Right, it's still considered the coming month.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because it's called Rosh Chodesh. It's even though it's the last day that but people call it Rosh Chodesh, they consider it the new month already. It's Rosh Chodesh, they call it the Rosh Chodesh, right? If it's the 30th day of Kislev, they call it Rosh Chodesh Teves. It's not Kislev anymore. So B'Lashem B'nei Adam, it's considered the beginning of the next month.